Mashkayach. Okay. All right, so we're past a number of weeks traveling through Berachas HaShachar, yeah? Okay, so again, like I mentioned, I think mentioned last week, instead of going through each individual bracha of Berachas HaShachar, we'll go through it sort of categorically. So last week we focused on the category of Shlo Yisani Goy, Shlo Yisani Oved, Shlo Yisani Isha, Shlo Yisani Kirtzoinai, and its relationship to the other Berachas HaShachars. So now we'll again go to the next sort of category of brachas, but we'll see how we do it. So okay, so if you take a look at Maromok number one, we're going to be focusing on, at least in the beginning, as the title indicates, the bracha of Hanoisein Layoyev Koyach. One of the brachas of Berachas HaShachar is that we bless Hashem, Hanoisein Layoyev Koyach, the one that gives strength to those that are tired. Hanoisein Layoyev Koyach. Now, the truth is, again, in the source of Berachas HaShachar, so again, there's two gemaras that we spoke about this last time. There's the main headquarters is a gemara in Shabbat, is a gemara in Brachas Daf Samach, where it talks about all the Berachas HaShachar are familiar with. You hear the rooster crow, Nois L'Nasech Vivina. You get dressed, Malva Sharumim. You put on your shoes, Shal Sadiq Kotzarki, all these things. Then you also have the Gemara Menachas that we spoke about last week, that you say Shalei Sani Goy, Shalei Sani Ovid, and so on. This bracha of Nois and Lev Kayach is in neither place. It doesn't have a, there's no Gemara that says this idea. You want to give another sheet? So what's the makar of this bracha of a nice life kayach? You got it? Okay. So in Maromok number one, see, this is from the Tur. So the Tur in Siman Men Vav writes the following thing. He says like this: Oid bracha achas yesh b'siduri Ashkenaz. In Ashkenazi sidurim, there is another bracha that we don't find from the Gemara, but there's another bracha in that Nusach Ashkenaz has, which is bracha to Hashem al kinem al chaylam a noisein loyav kayach. So says the Tur, what's the makar of this bracha v'naisen lev kayach? So says the Tur, v'niskana, the reason why it was established is for the following thing. Al shal adam mafkid nishmasa b'arav b'yadak kodesh baruch hu. Says the Tur, the simple pshat is that every night we give our neshama back to Hashem. Ayefa ma'avayda kasha kol yoyim. And the neshama that we give to Hashem is a tired, worn out neshama from a whole day's work. U'machzir lo'i b'baiker, but the Rosh Hashanah returns our neshama to us, like cleaned out and fresh and ready to go. Shketa, v'shalva, calm and at peace and, you know, energized. So that's the bracha. V'nois lev kayach, that Hashem gives strength to those that are tired. Words, I gave my neshama tired and I got it back rejuvenated. That's the concept of this bracha. V'alpi medrash, and the idea of this bracha is rooted in the medrash. The medrash says, chadoshin l'bekarim rabba munasecha, it's a pasuk, that Hashem rejuvenates us in the morning, and Hashem's faithfulness in doing this is great. So the Medrash says that by human beings, one person gives an object to his friend to watch, and returns it in at best the same condition, and usually even worse than he got it. But every night we give our neshama to Hashem to watch via yefa, and it's tired. And Hashem returns it rejuvenated and at peace and at calm. So that's what the Medrash says. So based on that, we instituted this bracha of a nice and lay of kayach. That's what the Torah says. In other words, the Torah is acknowledging, that's what it sounds like from the Torah, that this bracha is not from the Gemara. It's not from the Gemara. This is found by Ashkenazim. It was a minig, whatever it is, that started in Ashkenaz. And the idea behind the bracha is based on this Medrash. But the Medrash doesn't say to make a bracha for this. It's just the idea that this bracha is talking about is mentioned in that Medrash. But it's a bracha that somehow just like sort of came up, developed as a minig. That's what the Torah seems to be saying. It says the Beis Yosef, Maromoka number two, the Beis Yosef over there. The Beis Yosef says, Afal pi shesmach yofa levarach bracha zu. So says the Beis Yosef, it's taka true. The Torah is making a good point that the idea of this bracha, the idea with the bracha is thanking Hashem for, is something that the Medrash makes a point of. So the idea of the bracha is a good inyan. But Lamaisa says the Beis Yosef, Ma'achar Shalein Izkar B'Talmud, if Lamaisa it's not mentioned in the Gemara, any yadeh, Echay Rishos, L'Shom Adam L'Sakim, I don't know where anyone has permission to make up a new bracha. like we spoke about this last week, brachas are not, maybe two, I can't remember anymore, but brachas are not just things that you do, that you don't, the question of whether you have to or not. You have to start off with the assumption you're not allowed to make it, because you're mentioning Hashem's name for no reason. So you need a heter. The heter is because Chazal instituted it. If Chazal didn't institute it, then there's no heter for that. Right? Oh, that's what we used to write last week with the bracha of Shasani Kirtzoinai. Right? But it's the same problem over here. Says the Beis Yosef, there's no makar. Yeah, the idea that the bracha is thanking Hashem for is a good idea, but the institution of such a bracha doesn't have a source. Umatzasi shekasov ha'agur sh'rom ha'katshukim ole ha'mitamza. And the truth is, says the Beis Yosef, I found in one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Ha'agur, that the Sefer Ha'agur brings down that there are those, he quotes this idea of making such a bracha, and the Ogre says that there are those that had a problem with this bracha because it doesn't have a clear source in the Gemara to make the bracha. Varambam usmak v'rekeach, and these Rishonim, the Rambam, they say from Mitzvah Sakot and the Rekeach, lahis keruah. If you look in the Rambam, when he talks about the Birchas HaShachar to make, he only quotes the brachas that are mentioned in the Gemara. He doesn't quote this bracha. The smak, Rekeach, they don't mention it. V'achi naktinan, and says the Beis Yosef, and that's the way to go. You shouldn't make this bracha. That's the Beis Yosef. Not only does the Beis Yosef write this in his commentary to the Tur, but he passes like this in Shulchan Aruch. Maran Bokin number 3. So the Shulchan Aruch over there, in again, Sim Men Vav, Sif Vav, we'll see the next Sif in a moment, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Noigin Levarich Hanoisim Leyev Kayach. Some people have a minig to make this bracha of Hanoisim Leyev Kayach, says the Beis Yosef, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'ein Devarim Nirin, but it does not seem correct. So the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, passing is not to make this bracha. Hagah, comes the Ramah for Ashkenaz. The Ramah says, Ach minik pasha b'vnei Ashkenaz laimer. But the minik for Ashkenaz is to do it. That's in fact the source of the minik, right? The Torah brought it down in the name of Siduri Ashkenaz. So that's what the Shulchan, but again, that's the issue with this bracha, is that it doesn't have a makar in Chazal. Again, the idea behind the bracha to thank Hashem for giving us a rejuvenating neshama is a nice idea, but the institution of a bracha doesn't have a makar. Ar kedei kach, that the Shulchan Aruch says not to do it. So you're probably wondering, so Sfaradim don't make the bracha? So the truth is Sfaradim do. It's brought, well, we'll see soon. Daria Kaddish and the Mekubalim held of this bracha. And so there's even a tradition that the Beis Yosef, at the end of his life, retracted from this and said, okay, you know, if Darizal, if Al Pisayit, it's Kedai, then do it. So the minig is to do it. But in terms of the Shulchan Aruch says not to. And the Ramah says, again, the Ramah says our minig is to do it. But then the problem is, what's Takav Shad? Why, you know, the Beis Yosef is raising a valid point, which is it doesn't have a makar. If it doesn't have a makar, then you can't make a bracha for no reason, even if it's a nice idea. So if you, well, before we continue on in Marmukah number 3, skip to Marmukah number 4. So Marmukah number 4 is the Gra. The Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch over there, so he has one line, but he, at least that one line, he's trying to explain the minig. So the Bir HaGra says like this. He's referencing the Ramah statement, Acha Minig. Right, that the Ramah said that even though the Shulchan Aruch says not to do it, the minig is by Ashkenaz to make this bracha. Says the Gra, what's the halachic, foundation of this? Why are we allowed to? Says the Gra, Kemashakasa B'Yushalmi, U'Mesecha Seifrim. The makar of this is really based on a Yushalmi and a Mesecha Seifrim. Shem minig mevat al halacha. In other words, what the Vilna Gaon is saying is, you're right, there is no makar from the Gemara to make this bracha. Again, and most we have, the idea of this bracha is something that is echoed in the Medrash, but the institution of making a bracha for this, there's no such makar. And Ataka developed as a minig. I've developed as a minig, how can you legitimize such a thing? Says the Vilna Gaon, yeah, minig mevata halacha. There is such a thing, again, without going into the details of how this works, but there is such a thing, the Rishami does say this, that if a minig becomes established, then that has sort of halachic validity to it. So even though usually to make a bracha you need Chazal backing it, and over here you don't have Chazal backing it, you just have a minig of Klal Yisrael, of Ashkenaz developing, says the Gra, okay, there's such a thing, that minig alone has the ability to stand on its own 2 feet, even to override halacha. So halacha says this bracha is a waste of time, you know what I mean, and you're making Hashem's name, saying Hashem's name for no reason, but minig overwhelms that. Clearly you see in this that even with the Vilna Gaon backing up this bracha, the most he can say is that Ataka doesn't have a source, but you know, once it's established, it's established. But the problem is, not only is that like a weak defense of this bracha, but the truth is, there's a problem with it. If you take a look going back to Marmukah number 3, so what we read before was Sivav. So Sivav was, again, the Shulchan Aruch saying that there are those that make this bracha, but really it's not correct. You shouldn't make this bracha. And the Rama is saying, no, the minhag of Ashkenaz is to do it. But now take a look at the end of Maromaka number 3 by Sif Zion, the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The next Sif is the Shulchan Aruch without the Rama saying anything. Whenever you have Shulchan Aruch without the Rama's comment, it means he agrees. So what's the next halacha? Yesh noyegin levarach brachas acheres. Neisaf is aleilu. Yishanol says the Shulchan Aruch. There's many places that have been hugging. I don't know if nowadays these exist anymore. But in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, there are other places, says the Shulchan Aruch, where they have other brachas that they had a minhag to say. He doesn't mention what they are, but they have other brachas to say. The tos of yadim is a mistake. Just like a nice leaf kayach shouldn't be said, these other brachas shouldn't be said either. Now, when it comes to these other brachas, these nameless other brachas, the Rama is silent. If the reason why the Rama legitimizes a nice lay of kayach is what? Is that even though it doesn't have a makar and chazal, but nevertheless, it's a minig, if once it's established minig mavata halacha, then why can't that same logic be applied to these other nameless brachas that are said by other communities? Again, if it's the same svara, once it becomes a minig, then that's a minig. The fact that the Rama agrees to the Shulchan Aruch, that these other brachas, that again, we don't know what they are, but these other brachas, mamash a waste. There's no, even though people have a minute to say it, it's not legitimate. And yet, the Rama says, but the bracha v'noisen levkoich is legitimate, then clearly there's got to be some legitimacy to this bracha in particular, noisen levkoich, not just the fact that it's a minute to say it. Well, it's a minute to say these other brachas too, by those communities. So there's something. So there's something. So even though, again, so this is the problem. So the problem boils down to is where in Chazal do we find a hint to making this bracha of a nice and leivka? That's the question. Again, we started with a medrash that the Torah quote. Again, the medrash again echoes what the bracha is about. The medrash comments on. So maybe that's, you know, maybe that gives a nice lev kach a heads up, you know, one, you know, a leg up over these other nameless brachas. But again, I don't know what these other brachas are, so it's hard to know for sure. So let's try to find, maybe there's, go a little bit more into Pnimius, and maybe we'll find the makar taka for this bracha, nice lev kach, in the Gemara itself. Okay, so take a look at Maromaka number 5. There's a couple other brachas that we make. Put nice lev kach to the side for a second, and we'll return to it later. The Gemara says in Brachas, again, in Daf Samach Mavez, in the Ikur Gemara about Birchas HaShachar, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, first of all, when you get dressed, what bracha do you make when you get dressed, says the Gemara? Kishalovish, when you get dressed, you make Mal B'Sharumim. Says the Gemara, continues, V'chi Asar Hamayne, when you put on your belt, Lema, you should say the bracha, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, the one that helps the Jewish people with strength, that girds us with strength. The Chiparis Sudra al Reishe, when you put your hat on your head, so Lema, you should say, Oiter Yisrael B'Safar. That's the Gemara. So there are three brachas that we make when it comes to B'derach Klal getting dressed. There's Malbish Arumim, that's true when you put on your shirt and your pants and your socks and, you know, whatever other attire you're wearing. Malbish Arumim. When you put on your belt, Oiz Yisrael B'Gvura, when you put on your hat, Oiter Yisrael B'Safar. So the question the Mefarshim deal with is two questions. First of all, why are we singling out those begadim of a belt and a hat? There's no special bracha for socks, there's no special bracha for a shirt, there's no special bracha for a coat. It's called Malbish Arumim. So why these were, so Malbish Arumim should include, just like it includes all the other types of clothing that you might wear, so it includes a belt and a hat too. So why are we singling out these two? And second of all, if for whatever reason we're singling them out, why are we all of a sudden making them very Jewish? Aizer Yisrael B'Gvura. Aiter Yisrael B'Tavara. But Gaim don't wear belts. What's the Indian? So it's like this. So you take a look at Maromaka number 6, and first we deal with this. So the Bach is bothered with these questions. So the Bach on the tour in Maromaka number 6 says the following thing: V'yafal pi shechagur v'koyva hu gamkin v'chlal malbushim. Even though, again, at first he says the first question, which is a belt and a hat are also clothing. So if you said already malbush arumim, so that covers all these things too. Kidemuchach, and I didn't quote this over here, but he proves that in the Gemara belts and hats are called clothing. The Gemara, he references the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara talks about wearing clothing. Is it called carrying on Shabbos or not? What's considered clothing? And the Gemara says, you know, if a guy wants to you know, go out in the street on Shabbos, and he, you know, you're allowed to get dressed, you're allowed to wear clothing. So he puts on every coat he owns, you know what I mean? And that's not called clothes, that's called carrying, right? So what's cool? So how much articles of clothing is legitimate? So the Gemara goes through it, and the Gemara says, on the list of legitimate clothing to wear, that's called getting dressed, is a hat and a belt. So says the Bach, so that's called getting dressed. And so what do you have to make a separate bracha for? So nearly, so says the Bach, so this is a pshat to me. The Haino time, this is the reason. Dilfi, and he answers the second question as well, which is why are we making it Jewish? So he says like this, Dilfi shagayim enem choshen lechagur lekoiva. Because goyim are not as makbid on wearing belts and hats as Jews are. Why? Shiyu meluvoshim behem tamid, they should always wear a belt and always wear a hat. Goyim are not as makbid. Why? Av Yisrael tzrichim shiyalem chagur tamid. By Yidden, you always have to have a belt on. Why? Shalayeh libay royas ha'erva. There's such an idea when it comes to halachas of davening, l'mashal, Saint Kriyashim and so on, that you have to have some sort of separation between the top part of you and the lower part of you. The language of the Gemara is that your heart shouldn't see the uncovered part of your body. So the heart shouldn't see the erva. So to separate, so that's why you wear a belt. So in order to maintain that, so you didn't wear a belt. The chen chim levashim bekaiva, also to wear a hat, shlo yelcho arba amis begili rosh, that you shouldn't go four amis with an uncovered head. Mimara shechina. Shal Reish Yisrael, because of the Shechina that's on the heads of Yidden. So since Yidden in particular are makbid with belts and hats, so he says, Lefichach yiskinu b'shtei brachas elu, that's why we single out these two clothing, and we single them out in a Jewish Lashon. We say, Baruch Eizer b'gvura, and Baruch Eita b'sefara. Ki be'elu, be'ela shtei amabushim, because when it comes to these two articles of clothing, Nivdol Yisrael min umas, this is how this shows the difference between us and the Goyim. That's why they're not just contained in Malbish Arumim. The Mavarch Leim Bistam, that we just make a general bracha, Baruch Malbish Arumim. Malbish Arumim is talking about clothing, that there's no difference between a Yid and a Guy. And a Chanami. But these two articles of clothing, a belt and a hat, that's uniquely Yiddish Zach to be makbid on. And that's why we do it. Okay, so it's interesting. Now, the problem is like this. First of all, the idea of wearing a head covering, that's what he's referring to. So let's go step by step. So again, what's his point? His point is these brachas are unique. Chazal instituted these two brachas because there's taka something unique about them. Every year, all the time. Why do you wear, why does a person put on a coat? Well, you put on a coat for the same reason a guy does. Why you wear a hat? That's a Jewish reason. Why do you wear a belt? That's a Jewish reason. So first is like this. The idea that we have is, you know, nowadays it's a Dabar Pashut. Yid wears a yarmulke, you cover your head. The truth is that's not, it's a sugya by itself, but there's no Gemara that says you have to do that. There are certain times that you have to do that from based on halacha. Like al-pi halacha, when you are making a bracha, when you're learning Torah perhaps, when you're in the presence of an Adam Gadol, those are times where al-pi din you have to have your head covered. Beyond that, it's minig toif. It's a good minig. It's milsa de chasidusa, Chazal would call it. It's a nice zach to do. It's recommended, but it's not al pi din. It's not a halachic thing to have to do. Quite the opposite. From Gemara's, it's clear. The Rishonim point this out that at times of the Gemara, it was not the general minig to always go with a head covering. I'm talking about for men, it was not a general minig. So it was something that developed over time later on. Again, from the Gemara, what we know is those certain instances that you have to have your head covered. But go beyond that and to always have your head covered, from the times of the Gemara, it was clear it was not an established minhag for everybody. So here's the problem. So the Chazal are establishing a bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara for every single Jew always to make that bracha. Says the Bach, why? Because you have to go with your head covered. But the times of when this bracha was being instituted, that was not a common minhag of covering your head all the time. So it's a little bit difficult. Secondly, the other point of having a belt in order to make sure your heart doesn't see the erva, that's difficult even nowadays. There's no such halacha that any given moment in time you have to have a separation between the top part of your body and the lower part. There's no such thing. That's by davening. But you say Kriyishma, there's such a halacha. But as far as I'm aware, I don't remember there being such a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in any way, or even a minig. Like, to make this point that you always have to have a separation between the top and the bottom, I don't remember such a thing. The Bach is an interesting chiddush. He's assuming that this is something that's a common thing, that's like a... It happens to be when you wear, nowadays with modern clothing, automatically there's always a separation between the top and the bottom. You know, there's always some sort of belt or elastic, something that makes the difference. But to say that this is like a minig, that this is something that a yid is always makbid on, I'm not exactly sure how we know this or where that's from. So it's a little bit difficult. It's a little bit difficult to say this is the side of the bracha of this is why these two begadim are singled out, and that's why they're specifically singled out in a Jewish way of oit yisob b'sefara and oit yisob b'gvura. It's a little bit difficult. What's also difficult is that why are we being so vague about it? Oiter yisob b'sefara, the one that we're thanking Hashem, the one that crowns the Jewish people with splendor. That means you wear a hat. That means you wear a yarmulke. Like, why are we... That's very poetic for just describing a shmat on your head. You know, Oizer Yisrael begvura. That Hashem girds us with strength. That means wearing a belt to separate your heart from your erva. Again, it's very poetic. Like, but why are we... it doesn't seem to be saying the point. Difficult. There's also another difficult thing that the Tur himself brings down in Hilchos Tefillin. An interesting thing, he brings down from in the name of his father, the Rosh. It's not in the Rosh in Maseches Brachos or anywhere else, as I'm aware of, doesn't say this. But the Tur brings down that the minhag of his father was that he would say Birchas HaShachar. When he got up to Oyter Yisrael B'Safara, he would stop. He would put on his Tefillin. And when he put on the Shel Rosh, after putting on the Shel Rosh, he would then say Oyter Yisrael B'Safara and have in mind for the Shel Rosh. So, because Oyter Yisrael B'Safara, Hashem crowns the Jewish people with splendor. The Rosh said, the Gemara says that the Tefillin is called a Pe'er. So now I'm confused. Is it about your yarmulke? Is it about Tefillin? Like, what? And if it's about Tefillin, then I don't know. Let's be a bracha on Tefillin. No. What's going on over here? Okay, so what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that the explanations in Nigla don't seem to be fully giving a full explanation for these brachas. So what's the inyan of these brachas of, again, so let's go back. So we have these brachas that are confusing. We have the bracha of Malbash Arumim, which seems to cover everything. But for some reason, we're singling out, so we're singling out a belt and a hat. Okay. And again, remember, we also have that bracha of Anos Lev Koyach, which Ashkenaz says, but doesn't seem to have much of a source, but we got to find the source for it. Okay, so take a look at Marmok number 7. This is a piece from the Nahar Shalom. The Nahar Shalom is a sefer from the Rashash. So the Rashash, yeah, Shkoyach. I'm just telepathic, yeah. All right, so okay, let me explain outside what the Nahar Shalom says. We've mentioned this idea before. I don't know if in these shurim, but we've mentioned this idea before, so it shouldn't be too foreign. It says in Pasuk, we know that when Adam and Chava, after Adam and Chava sinned, so it says in Pasuk, they didn't have any clothing, right, before the Chait. They weren't embarrassed by that. So it says in Pasuk, though, after they ate from the Eitzadas, so then they realized that they were not dressed. So they were hiding. V'chulu. So it says in Pasuk that the Rabbanu Shalom, after the whole story of the Chait, it says in Pasuk that Hashem made for them kosnes or v'albishin, clothing of leather, and he dressed them in clothing of leather. The Gemara says that in the Sefer Torah of Rav Meir, instead of it saying or with an ayin, which means leather, in the Rav Meir Sefer Torah, it said or with an aleph, which means light. Kosnes or, clothing of light. So which one is it? So this is what the Rosh Hashanah is talking about. So you start from the Kabbalah. The Rosh Hashanah is like this. We're familiar that we have a neshama and we have a guf. Those are the usual two parts that we're familiar with. But says the Rosh Hashanah, there's other mediums, there's other layers in between your neshama and your guf. There's other layers. And the way the Rosh Hashanah breaks it down is as follows. You have a neshama. And your neshama is obviously interested in doing mitzvahs. But the neshama by itself is a piece of infinity, the neshama by itself. So there's another layer. The Rabbanu Shel Olam has to give the neshama a certain article of clothing. Clothing always represents, spiritually speaking, clothing means expression and a way to express yourself. It hides, clothing hides, but also clothing expresses. So says the Rashash, the Rabbanu Shalom fashioned for every neshama, it's not just about Adam and Chava, the Rabbanu Shalom fashions for every neshama a particular article of clothing, spiritual clothing, that through that article of clothing, so to speak, the neshama is able to express itself. The neshama is able to keep Tariq mitzvahs through this particular article of clothing. Without this spiritual clothing, then the neshama would not be able to express itself through the body. Your body would be doing its mechanical movements, but your neshama would be unable to fully embrace those experiences. It wouldn't be able to shine through that. Because of this particular article of clothing, so to speak, that the Rabbanu Shalom gives for the neshama, so now the neshama can speak, now the neshama can articulate itself through action, and now when your arm moves, it's your neshama moving through your arm in a good way, and you can get stuck in it with that arm, and it means something. What is this article of clothing through which the neshama is able to express itself through Torah mitzvahs? That's called kusnes or with an aleph. That's called the clothing of light. And every neshama has this. When Rav Meir Sefer Torah said that, that's true. Every neshama has kusnes or with an aleph. And that's what Adam and Chava had before the chait. That's all they had before the chait. They had the neshama, they had kusnes or with an aleph, and they had a body. And that's all they needed. Says the Rashash, though, after the chait, what the Rabbanu Shalom then does is that he gives another article of clothing. The other article of clothing, on top of the clothing of light, is clothing of skin, of kusnes or of leather, kusnes or with an ayin. Now, this article of clothing with an ayin functions very differently than the clothing with an aleph. The clothing with an aleph is there to allow the neshama to express itself. And so it doesn't make any of its own noise. It's just a medium for the neshama to talk and for the neshama to move. The kusnes are with an ayin, that is that has its own expression, that has its own voice. That is what we would call the human persona. That would be like the emotions of a person, the expressions, the part of you that emotes, the part of you that has emotions and expresses them. That's from the kusnes or with an ayin. Now the Rashash is going to explain to us is that kusnes or with an ayin is itself made of two parts. The inner part of it is where midas toivis come from, good midas, good Jewish, good midas come from that inner section of leather. The outer section of leather, that's where midas rois come from, negative midas come from. And so another description for these two sides of kusnes or with an ayin is yetzer tov, yetzer hara. We think of like, what's the yetzer hara? A little devil on the left side, right? A little white angel on the right. Okay, the deeper inyan of the yetzer tov, yetzer hara is this cross-section of the human being called kusnes or with an ayin. The inner side of it, the chetzer tov, that we call the Yetzer Tov, it means that part of us which expresses itself, but expresses itself in a positive way. I'm not talking about anything spiritual, but very human. We'll see in a second, like mamish human emotion, but healthy, good emotions. And then there's the outer layer, which is called the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, I'm sorry, the emotions that are unhealthy. And then all of that is encased by the body. So the way the Rashash breaks it down is that how many layers do we have? You have your neshama. Your neshama is a piece of infinity. And then there's kusnes or with an aleph. And that relationship is a healthy one, that's a good one. That allows your neshama to express itself through Torah mitzvahs. And then, and that was all that Adam and Chava had before the chait. After the chait, the Rabbanu Shalom then gives them kusnes or with an ayin. What's kusnes or with an ayin? Kusnes or with an ayin means that besides your neshama and the expression of your neshama through Torah mitzvahs, there's also going to be a part of you that's called Yankel, that's called Rivka, that's called a human being. And that human being is going to have two sides. There's going to be the positive element, which is your positive emotions, healthy emotions. That's the chetzio, the inner side of the inner half, so to speak. And the outer half is going to be your yetzara. That's going to be the part of you that's drawn to negative emotions, negative expressions, and all that. And says the Rashash, as we're going to see inside, in order to be in, and then all of that, the outermost layer is the body itself. So says the Rashash like this. So when you pick up your hand to give tzedakah, you have no choice. Your neshama has no choice but to also be involved with the kusnes or with an ayin. Because that's, you can't skip that level. If ultimately the physical arm is the one that's giving tzedakah, the fact that it's called a mitzvah is because your neshama with the clothing of light is invested. But because there's another layer before the physical arm, which is called the clothing of leather, so says the Rashash, this is why it's so important to have good midas. Because if the midas are not perfected, are not cleaned out, then there's interference in your mitzvah. Because that part of you, which is called the clothing of leather, which is where your midas come from, and the outer half, which is called the Yetzer Hara, is the more dominant side, then all of a sudden you have this foreign entity, foreign element, staring and disrupting the flow of the mitzvah. If you didn't have kas nesar at all, so fine, then all you have is gvad, like the neshama, through the article of light, the clothing of light, and you have a body, you're following along. But now you have this other, you know, this person that has his own opinions. So if his opinions are nice and, you know, and good, so then it's fine, then he's on board. The problem is that the midas are no good, then it's disruptive. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. That's why it's so important to have good midas, because without working on one's midas, then every mitzvah that a person does is like held back. There's something holding it back. That's what Rosh Hashanah over here talks about, this idea of becoming a Merkava, to become a chariot for Hashem, to literally have Hashem's presence upon you. It requires not only to keep Torah mitzvahs, but it requires to have good midas. Because again, as long as the article of clothing with leather is not fully worked out, it stares the whole thing. Now the Rosh Hashanah says further, what if a person doesn't just have bad midas? What if the person is like mamish, like giving in to the Yetzer? So says the Rosh Hashanah, when Chas V'Shalom, the Yetzer, that second half of Kas Nesar, is given the reins, right? And what does it want to do? Well, it wants to do everything that the Neshama doesn't want to do, right? So says the Rosh Hashanah, what happens is Chas V'Shalom, the kosnes are with an ayin when the Yetzirah, when this outer half of it becomes dominant and starts leading, you know, leading the show, then what happens is, chas v'shalom, even the kosnes are with an aleph can become damaged, can become sullied, it can become dirtied by the clothing of leather, so to speak. Ad kedei kach, says the Rosh Hashanah, that two things can happen. Chas v'shalom, to such a degree, the article of clothing of light can literally become malfunctioning. It could literally stop functioning properly. In which case, your mitzvahs, you could physically still give tzedakah, but your neshama is no longer has a functional kosnes ar with an aleph. It doesn't have a clothing of light through which to express itself. And all of a sudden, your mitzvahs feel dead. They're not getting off the ground. You're doing all the right motions, but nothing's happening. And the reason why that's happening is because the overriding clothing within you is the one of leather, and specifically the outer half, which is all the negativity that comes with being a human being. And so all of a sudden that is not only in the way, like, you know, it's like this, there's different madrigas. When a person doesn't work on one's midas, then the kusnes are with an ayin, the outer half of that article of clothing, just like interferes with the experience of the mitzvah. It doesn't stop the mitzvah from really taking off, but it just throws interference. But when chas v'shalom, it moves beyond just having bad midas, it moves into averus chas v'shalom and really rebelliousness, which is all giving the reins over to that second half of kusnes are with an ayin, then it could get to the point of where the kusnes are with an aleph is disabled. And when it's disabled, your mitzvahs are mamish, they feel, your neshama can't express itself through the mitzvahs properly. Now, even says the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to see this inside very quickly, but the Rosh Hashanah says, even if it's not that extreme, where your kusnes are with an aleph is disabled, but it could be sullied to a degree where it's not working 100%, not all cylinders are kicking. So your mitzvahs can be, so there's all different layers. Like again, with just not working on your midas too much, there's just interference. But your kusnes are as functional. But then sometimes, chas v'shalom, when it really increases, the negativity increases, then the kusnes are with an aleph can, first of all, become downgraded. It could be working like 50%. And then chas v'shalom, it could actually get to a point of where it's not functional at all. Says the Rosh Hashanah, so what does Hashem do? So this is what Hashem does in His infinite kindness. The Rabbanu Shel Olam has Rachmanis on us, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam rejuvenates the kusnes are after a full day's work, after a whole day, very often, the kusnes are with an aleph, falls into one of those two categories. Either it's like on 20%, right? Or it's completely shot. So what the Rabbanu Shalom does in his kindness is that as you sleep the next morning, the Rabbanu Shalom, if you need a little bit of a boost for your Kas Nisar, he reboots you. If you need a fully like a new one, the Rabbanu Shalom will give you that too. This is the site, says Rashash, of the bracha of Malbish Arumim and Hanoisin Layav Koyach. Malbish Arumim, so before we get to the actual brachas, let's see how the Rashash puts it. Okay, take a look at Marmok number 7. After that, we'll be able to read through it quickly. It says Rashash like this, V'zeha Malbush Nikra Kosnes Ar. There's one clothing which is called clothing of light. V'ala Malbush HaNizkar, and on top of that, Osalei Oid Malbush Acher. The Rabbanu Shalom made another piece of clothing, the Klipas Noiga. For those who learn Chassidus, you'll be familiar with that. Term Klipas Noiga means, that's the reference to the second one, Nikra Kosnes Ar with an ayin. Mishcha Dechavya, the clothing, the skin of the snake. Dine, Taryag Ivri Malbush Kosnes Ar. You have to think of these clothing as like skin tight, you know what I mean? So it's like every single one of the 613 limbs has a corresponding piece of clothing to it. So the 613 parts of the clothing of light, Heim Keneged Taryag Mitzvos HaTorah. That's through which your neshama is able to express itself by keeping the 613. Ubehem Tulim Kiyam HaTaryag Mitzvos, and that's how the 613 are kept. Now on top of that, and that's the function of the clothing of light, to allow the neshama to express itself through Torah mitzvahs. The clothing of leather, nachlak l'shnayim, is itself divided into two. Chetz yoytayv, the inner half, which is good, kol mitarya gevarm, is also a 613. Ubekol tluyim, ubehem tluyim kol hamidas toivis. And in there, and in that inner half, that is the voice of your positive midas, which are rooted into four basic categories. This is, we're not going into this right now, but it's just good to know. If one wants to have good midas, you know, it's like, what am I focusing on? There's like a whole range of personality traits. So it says the Rashash, but there are four ikar ones. You focus on these four ikars, everything else will take care of themselves. What are the four main positive midas? Vehem, anava, humility. Each one is a lifetime's work, but anava, humility, shtika, being silent, being like more introspective, a quiet, reserved, whatever words you want to use. Hamias betanugi haguf, someone that is not, someone that rejects physical pleasure. In other words, not a coarse, more refined, to have a refined quality. Vahasimcha tmidis, and joy. Those four qualities, that's the ikar of all good midas. Chetz yachitzon, that's the inner part of kosnes or with an ayin. The outer part is called mitarge varm, also as 613. Shem tulim kol parati amidas rois, which are the roots of negative midas. Hanechlom dalat shroshim, which are the opposite of the four positive ones. Dalat avas nezikin, right? So it would be gaiva. It would be making a lot of noise, so to speak, right? Being like external, not pneumistic. Being someone that's completely obsessed with physical pleasure and someone that's drawn to sadness. Those are the four negative midas. Vine, so what comes out is, says the Rashash, Hatarig Evarm de Kosnes Ar. So you have the neshama. And then on top of that, you have the article of clothing with light. Mislav Shantoich Tarig Ivri Hatoiv de Kosnes Ar, which then is covered over with the inner half of clothing of leather, which are the midas toivas. Which are then covered over with the outer half of the articles of clothing of leather, which is the midas rois, the kasin sarvei, and all of that is in the body. Those are the layers. Vine, says the Rashash. Ein adam masher lo yechta. There's no such thing as a person that doesn't do a nevir chas v'shalom, which is giving strength to the outer layer of kasnis or with an ayin. Va'idei kein, and through the increased power and dominance of the Yetzer Hara, Shultan olav oisim adalat klipis, the four negative traits become more dominant. Umaf shitin me olav levusha kedusha, to the point of where it can strip you from the clothing of light. Umal bishul maisa begadim tzoyim, and now you just have dirty clothing. Levusha klipa. V'zekivir erech achet, obviously that depends on the severity of the sin. Kimachetu kal, if it's just a small little issue, then kach ein shu zasim olav gadol, then it doesn't cause a major damage. Vein levusha mistalak me olav, and it might not completely disrupt the functioning of the clothing of light, might just weaken its potency, it might weaken its strength. However, if the sin is severe, then it might cause the klipa to become very strong over the person. And the person's clothing of light can be taken away. And good will be exchanged with negative. And the person will just have negative clothing, so to speak. Which will only, you know, the cycle will repeat itself, because now he doesn't have, you know, he can't express himself with mitzvahs. So now he doubles down his other, you know, it's a difficult cycle. But the Rabbanu Shlomo is infinite kindness. For someone that felt in such a madriga throughout the day, that his kasnes are have become stripped away. So every night, the Rabbanu Shlomo fashions for him a new article of clothing of light. And for someone who became weakened, that their kasnesar was not stripped away, but it became weakened, the Rabbanu Shalom rejuvenates the kasnesar over the course of the night. That's the idea. Okay, fine. So now let's take this idea and let's return to the brachas that we have. We had a question. You make a bracha anyway, malbash arumim. So that takes care of a hat and belt also. You need a separate bracha for. And once we're making a separate bracha for those two articles of clothing, why are we making them Jewish all of a sudden? Oyti yisob esafara, oyti yisob egvura. And if we're somehow talking about a yarmulke and a belt, then why are we getting so poetic? Oyti yisob esafara, oyti yisob egvura. The answer is that in Pnimius, that bracha is specifically talking about the particular types of spiritual clothing that's uniquely Jewish. In other words, there's two. The kostnis are with an olive. That's uniquely Jewish. Goyim don't have that. Because Goyim don't have the 613. Therefore, they don't need clothing of light to express the 613. Now, Goyim have Midas. And they can have Midas Tovus and Midas Rois. But it's a big Yisrael from the Baal Tanya, in the beginning of Sefer Tanya, that even when it comes to that article of clothing that's called Kosnes Ar with an Ayin, which is called basic Midas, the inner half of it, which is Midas Tovus, by a Yid is different. And the Tanya quotes from Chazal, it's not politically correct, but the Tanya quotes, that even when a guy seems to have positive midas, like those four that the Rishash mentioned, humility and quietness and so on, the Zohar Kaddish says that when a guy expresses that, kol ma da'avi l'gamayu avi, it's still coming from selfish reasons. It's not altruistic. It's not holy. It's more klipa than it is noiga. So therefore, says the Tanya, When it comes to the clothing that we have, if you think about it, there are three. There's kusnis are with an aleph. There's the inner part of kusnis are with an ayin. And there's the outer part of kusnis are with an ayin, right? There are two out of the three that's uniquely Jewish. The kusnis are with an aleph, that's a vada. And the kusnis are with an ayin, the inner half of it, which is midas tovus, but there's something that's called Jewish midas tovus. The Gemara says that every yid is baishanim, rachmanim, goyim lechasadim. And when a Yid is a Baishan and a Rachman and a Goy Mil Chesed, it's different than when a Goy is a Baishan and a Rachman and a Goy Mil Chesed. So these two brachas that we have, singling out these two articles of clothing and making them uniquely Jewish and speaking about them in a poetic way, the Pnimius is that these are brachas thanking Hashem for the two uniquely Jewish clothing that we have, which is Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. What does it mean, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara? The Rosh used to be makbid to say it in association with the mitzvah of tefillin. Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara is thanking Hashem for the clothing of light. Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. Sefara pe'er is a beauty, it's something that shines. That's why tefillin are called a pe'er. It says in Pasuk, V'ro kolam eskin Hashem Hashem, the whole world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, for the Yarmek, and they'll have fear from you. It says the Gemara, that's El Tefillin Shavarosh. So the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara, yes, it's said when you put on a yarmulke or put on a hat. But the pnimius is what you're thanking Hashem for, what that yarmulke and hat represents, and what it's a mashal to, is the kosnes or of with an aleph that the Rabbanu Shalom gives in a shama, through which you're able to express the infinite spark within you, which is your great crown of glory. That's Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. Then you make the bracha Oiter Yisrael B'Gvura. Hashem girds the Jewish people with strength. And as the Bach said, that's a bracha that's somehow related to the belt that separates your heart from your erva. The heart from the erva, that is a mashal, that's a representation to thank Hashem for the unique quality that Yidden have in terms of the inner part of Kasson Sar with an ayin, that we have good midas, that we're able to control our temper, we're able to control ourselves, good midas, but uniquely Jewish in that context. That's the meaning, the heart is the seat of your midas. Ayta Yisrael b'sefar is your head, that's the seat of the neshama, the Tanya says. The heart, that's primarily focused on one's human traits. That the heart is disconnected from the erva, the pnimis of that is thanking Hashem for the kusness or with an ayin, for the inner half of kusness or with an ayin that yidden are given in a particular way. Those are the two brachas that we're thanking Hashem for. But now's the problem. What's the problem? The problem is, so what's the bracha malbash room about? Thanking Hashem for the, what's the only article of clothing left? The outer half of kusness or with an ayin, which is the Yetzer, we're thanking Hashem for that. Says the Rashash, that's where the Rashash is coming from. Says the Rashash, that's not what Malbush Rum is about. The Pnimius of Malbush Rum is not to thank Hashem for the next article of clothing. We don't thank Hashem for the Yetzara. We have the Yetzara, you have to deal with it. We don't thank Hashem for it. What the Brach of Malbush Rum is specifically about is, it says the Rashash, is about this issue. Let's go back to the two articles of clothing that you are thanking Hashem for, which is Oyti Yisob Sephara, Oyti Yisob Gvura, for the article of clothing of light, and the good midas of leather, of ayin. And said the Rashash, but what happens when a yid, you know, when the Eitz Hara, when that third article of clothing is so strong that you completely malfunctioned in your other two articles of clothing? Your kusness are is shot with an aleph. Your kusness are with an ayin is shot. You're overrun by the third part of clothing, which is the Eitz Hara. So what the Rashash said? The Rashash said, the Rabban Hashem has chesed, and he gives you a new set of clothing every single morning. Says the Rashash, that's what Malbush Rum is about. That's what Malbush Rum is about. You're not thanking Hashem for another set of clothing. You're thanking Hashem for his kindness, that he will give you a new set of kusness or with an aleph, and a new set of kusness or with an ayin, the inner half, if you need it. That's what the Rashash says. That's what Malbush Rum is for. Says the Rashash, just as you make, therefore, if the Rabban Shalom does that, then contained within that, certainly what the Rabban Shalom does, is that if, let's say, your problem is not that your kusness are with an aleph, or your kusness are, the inner half of your kusness are with an ayin is shot, let's say it's just not functioning 100%. If the Rabban Shalom is willing to give you a completely new set of clothing, then he'll certainly be willing just to give you a little boost. Says the Rashash, that's what Hunais and Leif Koich is for. Look at the last couple lines. Hine shtei brachas elu. These two brachas, shei malbash arumim, v'noisen loyev koyach, niskenu, they were established, l'mishagaram b'avinoisav, for someone that caused of his averis, la'abed malbushim denar nechishaloi. First of all, for someone, chas v'shalom, that has completely lost and was stripped away from his positive clothing because of his averis, that is malbash arumim. Oishagaram l'hatish koyach, or less than that, he just caused a weakness to his good clothing, malbushinar nechishalai, and that's hanoisin loyev kayach. So what comes out is again, once we understand the pnimius of the brachas of oyter yisrael b'sefara and oyzer yisrael b'gvura, because again, and the questions were, why would these two articles of clothing be singled out, and why are we calling them Jewish? What makes a hat and a belt Jewish? The answer is, the only real explanation is, based on understanding what clothing means in Pnimius HaTorah, which is that you're thanking Hashem for the kusness are with an aleph, and the inner part of kusness are with an ayin. But now what remains is a question, okay, so what's Malbush Arumim for? The only other piece of clothing to thank Hashem that we could even discuss is the outermost part of the kusness are with an ayin, and we're not going to thank Hashem for that, that's the Yetzara. Therefore, says the Rashash, no, so what's Malbush Arumim about? Malbush Arumim is thanking Hashem that if you completely ruined your kusness are with an aleph, and the inner part of your kusness are with an ayin, Malbush Arumim says the Rebbe will give you a new set in the morning. Therefore, what we have is, the Gemara is telling us that there's a unique bracha to make called Malbush Arumim, to thank Hashem for going all the way to completely give you a new pair of clothing every morning. But now comes Minig Ashkenaz, and Minig Ashkenaz says, but what's if you didn't mess up that much? What if you didn't mess up to the point of where you need a new article of clothing? That's, you just need to be a little bit rebooted, a little polished, a little spit, you know, to take off a little schmutz. If the Rebbe Shem is giving you new clothing, Allah has kam v'kam, certainly he'll just clean the clothing that you already have. Says the Minhag Ashkenaz, that's what the bracha, that's why we're instituting the bracha of Anais and Leyev Kayach. Therefore, what comes out is the bracha of Anais and Leyev Kayach is not out of nowhere. It's contained within the bracha of Malbish Arumim. The bracha of Malbish Arumim is the extreme scenario, which is Rabbanu Shalom is going to give you new clothing. If he's willing to give you new clothing, if you have someone, you know, if a person, God forbid, needs help paying for clothing, and someone's willing to give you a completely new suit, Allah has come vakama that he's willing to clean the suit that you already have if it just needs a little laundering. So once you have this bracha being established, that's called Malbish Arumim, then automatically contained within that is the bracha of Anais and Leiv Kayach. It's just not spelled out in the Gemara, but it's there. It must be. If Hashem is willing to give you new clothing, he's certainly willing to launder the clothing you already have. So all the Minhag Ashkenaz is doing is just highlighting the bracha that is sort of subsumed in Malbish Arumim. And Ashkenaz is just highlighting that which was sort of overwhelmed by the bigger bracha of Malbish Arumim. Ashkenaz is just highlighting that. So what comes out is, they had a question. Where is the Anais and Leiv Kayach coming from? It's out of nowhere. Yeah, it's thanking Hashem for giving us a rejuvenated neshama. There's a medrash that talks about that, but it doesn't have a makor in the Gemara. There's no bracha like that. The answer is, of course there's a bracha like that. It's contained in the bracha of Malbish Arumim. It's just that when you say Malbish Arumim, you don't notice Anais and Leiv Kayach. The guy's giving you a check, a few $100 to buy a new suit. Contained in that, if you don't want to spend all that money, yeah, you could also launder your old clothing. It's not noticeable until you point it out. But once you point it out, it's like, of course, if Hashem is willing to be Malbish Arumim, of course he's willing to be Anois and Leiv Kayach. But all of this is, again, based on the fact that Malbish Arumim can't be taken literally, because if again, as we said before, if Oyter Yisov Sephara and Oyter Yisov Gvura is talking about the two uniquely Jewish clothing, which means the cousins are with an olive, and the cousins are with an ayin, but the inner half, then there's no way we're going to then make a bracha on the outer half of the cousins are with an ayin, which gives us all the problems that we have in life. That was only a result of the chet etzadas. So we wouldn't thank Hashem for that. So then what's Malbish Arumim for? Elamai says the Rashash, Malbish Arumim is what? Is thanking Hashem for him giving us new cousins are with an olive, and a new cousins are with an ayin, if need be. Well, if he's going to willing to do that, then certainly contained in that is thanking Hashem for his willingness to launder our clothing, and that's a nice Leiv Kayach. The reason why it's Minhag Ashkenaz that sees this is because it's, you said, we've always said this many times, is that the difference in Sfaradim and Ashkenazim is that Ashkenazim is more prat, and Sfaradim is more klal. The nature of klal is that you don't see the small details, because it's like, you see the big picture. There are some people that are more big picture oriented, and then it's like, you know, you could have, it's an amazing thing. I don't know about you. Maybe I must be more Sephardi than I look. But you could have someone that's like your best friend for 20 years, and then someone asks you, like, what color eyes do they have? Well, I have no idea. You see them every day. You know what I mean? It's like, I never noticed it. What do you mean you never noticed his eyes? Yeah, I don't notice his eyes. I see his face. I don't know. So there's such a thing as you see the klal, you don't see the pratim. And then there's another person, that's an always in spa. Like, you know, there's, I don't know if they still do this anymore, but like, you know, if you have like a certain, if a witness for something, and you have to, the sketch artist, right? Like, I was like, if I'm a witness for something, how would I do that? What color hair? I have no idea. What shape of his eyes? I don't even know how they... But there's some people, that's how they think. There's more pratim, right? More pratiistic. Ashkenaz is more prati. Sfaradim is more klal. So when you have this klal brach of Malbish Arumim, do you see the prat in it? Do you see Hanois and Leiv Kayach? Can you isolate Hanois and Leiv Kayach from the klal of Malbish Arumim? You understand? Like that big check of Malbish Arumim, do you see within that, oh, I could also use that money to some of that money to launder my clothing. Like, do you see that or not? So Svar doesn't see that because they're oriented to the klal. Says Beis Yosef, you don't make nice and Leiv Kayach. Ashkenaz, that's more Bechinas Prat, they're able to isolate nice and Leiv Kayach from within Malbish Arumim. So Nusach Ashkenaz comes up with that bracha. So that's the Yisai, that's the piece of the Sinai. So we make these brachas, that's the idea, to thank Hashem Mamish for unbelievable kindness. It means that the person didn't do tshuva, they didn't do anything. In his own, is Malbish Arumim, Nois Leiv Kayach, to give us the ability every single morning to really allow our neshamas to express themselves and to have a position of good midas. So we should be zeicha to only use our kaiches properly and not to give the reins over to the skin of the snake and serve Hashem in a lichtige way. Yashar koach.